All right, the supervisors will come into session. And Supervisor Howe, if you leave some of the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain, you're on.
Thank you, sir. It's a privilege to pray with you. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, you place this board of supervisors in positions of leadership over the residents of Siskiyou County. It's not an easy task that they undertake, for they're responsible for the well-being of a multitude of people. And for this, we ask you to fill our supervisors with wisdom as they discuss the many issues before them this day, and bless them for their service, and may they find direction and inspiration in you. We ask in the name of your Son. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
With that, we're going to do roll call, but we're going to be absent today. Our chairman, Supervisor Valenzuela, he's at WIR in Utah, and I think Supervisor Chris is in.
And I'll just make my little announcement as well. Today, the board's going to be convening as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District County Service Area Number 3 and County Service Area Number 4, and receives no additional compensation. So, start. Supervisor Hupp?
Present.
Supervisor Kobzeff?
Here.
And Supervisor Oakley?
Present.
And two absentees today. And so, we'll go to presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend the time to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented, if so desired, by providing a minimum of 7 copies to the clerk. When addressing the board, please state your name for the record and prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole through the chair. Comments should be limited to the matters within the jurisdiction of the board. And I have one public comment with Mrs. Wallace, I think so far. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you. Susan Wallace, Hornbrook area, NKRCE. I've got 3 items that I was going to
do the public comment, and then I'll call on you on the others.
Okay.
But if you're going to leave before then, let me know and we'll get that in.
Okay. First item that is not on your agenda is the mitigation fund. Last time we were here, we were informing the board that we were not being addressed at all by KRCE or by the climate mitigation fund at all. We were not considered as a our campground was not considered residential, and so they were ignoring us. Well, there's been a great change since then. We've had contact now, phone conference first with Laura Hazlett and Mort McMillan. The result was that KRCE is now considered a special consideration. We're out from under the mitigation fund and having to do all the dances to try and get some funding for that. We also got Ms. Hazlett to have Mr. McMillan meet us on site. They were not really excited about seeing us face to face. So, and he did. He came out on May 11th. It was a very good meeting. Walked around with us to see all the things that are being affected by the dam removal. Is willing to come back at us with some suggestions. He is a geotechnical engineer, which is what we needed. Took a look at every item that we had, including our bridge, which they were not addressing at all, and coming back with information, hopefully the updated flood mapping that we've been asking for, also that documentation that he might have on the flood zone levels, that one, and some suggestions about what our 4 buildings can do, and already told us that any kind of a wall along the river would create nothing but a flood inside a reservoir. So that's not a good solution. He took a lot of pictures, took a lot of time, very nice, appreciated him. He's going back to Laura Hazlett with the information that he gathered there, and we'll see what she allows him to provide to us. We have a follow-up phone call on May 22nd once we get whatever information we're going to get, and we'll see what it is, and we'll give it to you guys.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment in-house? Anything online, Anna?
Sean, not online.
Okay, and we will move on to the consent agenda. Anything that the board wishes to have pulled? We're going to, I guess, pull the item 5T is in Tom 1, 2, and 3. Those require 4/5 votes, and we only have 3 today. Unless someone wants a substitute, and I'm not saying any volunteer.
And those will be continued
into
June 6th?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
I'd like to pull K and Q.
K and Q?
K and Q.
Okay. Anything else? If not, I'm looking for a motion to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
We do approve the consent.
Minus K and
minus
Q.
Minus K and Q.
Thank you. Second. I have. Okay. Ms. Wendy?
All righty. Supervisor Howe?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item K, probation. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are things with you today?
Well, very well. Nice, beautiful day.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just had just a question. No big deal. I guess to clear up confusion in my head.
Sure.
from discussions we had about the probation department 5-6 years ago. I'm curious about, I guess, how many and what type of individuals we're sending to another county that we can't house locally.
Well, so current population today. Correct. Yes.
Oh,
Mike Coley, Siskiyou County Probation Chief.
Thank you.
Sorry. So current count today, we just booked 2 more youth yesterday. We have several different. I'll start with this. We have several different levels of incarceration, you could say. So with the closure of DJJ, that brought about the secure youth track. DJJ is also requiring some sort of a step-down program, a camp, and then we have our local detention, which what we had here locally when our local facility was open. We have currently one youth in secure track serving out their sentence, and it's on a review for 6 months. Every 6 months it comes up for review to see whether or not that qualifies for a step-down program. Outside of that, I apologize, I want to say 5 youth. Aside from that, so 6 youth total.
Okay. Thank you. That cleared up the cobwebs in my head from years ago on the discussions we had, and I appreciate that. So I'm going to approve.
Okay. I have a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Thank you.
Item Q. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Coley.
You're welcome.
I don't see the sheriff.
There he is. There's somebody here. No? Looks like an 842 number.
859-2350.
It's not him?
Unless he's calling from a different number, but that's not the number.
Shall we check?
100%. Caller ending in 2350, are you from the sheriff's office?
Hi, good morning. This is Lawrence Weezy. I'm on Zoom. I'm not sure if I should be speaking right now.
I'm sorry, we are looking for someone from the sheriff's office right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. It asked me to unmute. I was waiting for a public comment and was not called on.
On a particular item or just during public comment?
Based on my schedule today, it would just be during public comment, please.
Okay. We'll come back to you. Just give us a moment to clarify this one item and then I'll come back to you.
Thanks so much. Okay.
Okay. So we'll come back to the sheriff's item. Is that okay?
Yes.
Ms. Davis, is that better work?
Okay.
All right, so let's go back to that public comment.
Okay.
Hi.
Good morning.
I think, can you hear me now?
Yes. Go ahead, state your
okay,
name.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you. Good morning. I'm Lauren Sweezy from Etna, California. I'm also one of the AGWA organizers, which is Scott Valley Agriculture Water Alliance. Scott Valley is out of the drought, and Shasta Valley too. The U.S. Drought Monitor took us out of the drought status last week. California Department of Water Resources forecast for the Scott April through July at 179% runoff. California Nevada River forecast April through July predicts 158% runoff. The rain gauge in Callahan October 1st, 2022 through April 30th, 2021 is 20.95 inches. The snow survey from the Klamath National Forest, May 1st of this year, is 159% water content. This is exciting. We've got water. So please, Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, do not continue the drought resolution for our county. For Shasta Valley and Scott Valley, we are not in drought status. Please take us out. We are out of the drought, and we have the truthful data to say this. It's time for the Scott and Shasta to be removed from the drought status by the county. Following your removal today, because I'm a very hopeful thinker, I also ask that you write an urgent letter to Governor Newsom requesting immediate rescinding of this portion of the Klamath Basin from the May 2021 Executive Emergency Drought Proclamation. I am proud to live in Siskiyou County. I am proud to have Ray House as my Scott Valley District 5 supervisor. And I am also proud of all of you, Michael, Brandon, Nancy, and Ed, that I can call you with pride my county supervisors. You have continued the group support for keeping Siskiyou County great, and I thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.